Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we're going to be taking a look at some of the shows that have opened in the month of December as our monthly feature. But we decided this year, even though we do have a song, we have the score already from a musical that's actually opening this year, SpongeBob SquarePants the Musical. Yes, they did that. Ted decided that we were going to listen to early shows. So the cutoff became, when he finished his list, 1950. That's the latest opening. So we're going to be going back in time. We don't have original cast recordings, but fortunately, because of people like John McGlynn and Revivals, we have songs from most of the musicals we wanted to play.
Our two Turkey programs featured songs in which Bruce Kimmel was the producer, and we have him to thank for many of those songs. But John McGlynn was very much interested in reviving music from the past, the way it was heard in the past. And almost all of his CDs feature the original orchestrations of whatever it is he's playing, not some modern idea of what they should be. Now, we still have three pages of openings between 1899 and 1950. 1899, for example, saw the opening of a Victor Herbert musical called The Amir. Now, it only played for 51 performances on Broadway, but then it immediately went on a national tour. We're going to start, however, with a Gershwin show, and it's a Gershwin show that has been almost totally forgotten, a musical by George and Ira Gershwin called Tiptoes. It opened on December 28, 1925, and played for 194 performances, so at that time it was considered a big hit. We're going to hear the overture, played by the New Princess Theater Orchestra, and John McGlynn is the conductor.
Thank you.
John McGlynn conducted the New Princess Theater Orchestra in the overture to The Tiptoes by the Gershwins.
We have another Gershwins opening that took place in 1924. This one was very popular, Lady Be Good. It opened at the Liberty Theater on December 1st and ran for 330 performances, which is a huge hit for this time. We're going to be listening to a studio cast recording of Lady Be Good, and the song is called Juanita, and this was a specialty dance that appeared in the show. Performing it on the studio cast is Anne Morrison, and she's joined by the chorus. From Lady Be Good, in a studio cast recording that was paid for by Mrs. Ira Gershwin in order to preserve the score, that was Anne Morrison with the chorus with a specialty dance number called Juanita.
The oldest show represented on this month's December openings is Very Good Eddie, which opened on December 23rd, 1915. It had a score by Jerome Kern and lyrics by a whole bunch of people. Fortunately, there was a recording made of the revival in 1975, and that's what we're going to for the selection you're about to hear. From Very Good Eddie, we're going to hear Some Sort of Somebody, and it's sung on this recording by Cynthia Wells and David Christmas. The lyrics to this particular song were done by another performer named Elsie Janis.
Have you ever really tried to concentrate?
I don't know the meaning of the word.
Then when you think you love a girl, you hesitate.
Not too long, for that would be absurd. I know that when I'm 90 with a long gray beard, I'll still be making up my mind.
Procrastination is a habit to be feared. You will always find
I know the kind who had a Spanish mother.
Some of the time, you love a blonde
who came from Eden by way of Sweden.
Sometimes they're short, or they may be tall.
They may pass by, and sometimes they fall. But I love some sort of somebody all of the time. I have traveled all around this world of ours.
I don't doubt that you've been going some.
And I have sipped the honey from the rarest flowers.
You have sipped the flowers and sipped the rum.
In every foreign country I have met my fate. I've met her so much I am tired.
Can you remain quite neutral and to me relate which you most admire?
Some of the time I loved a girl from Berlin.
Sie war so schön und lustig und so weiter.
Some of the time she came from Spain. Italian girls and French I adore.
Now then we know who started the war.
But I love some sort of somebody all of the time.
From Very Good Eddie, which opened at the Princess Theater and played for an amazing 341 performances, you heard Some Sort of Somebody, and our vocalists were Cynthia Wells and David Christmas.
Now, if you only know the film version of The Bandwagon, then you don't really know The Bandwagon, but you do know some songs from other musicals by Dietz and Schwartz. And thanks to John McGlynn, we have one of those. It comes from Between the Devil, and Between the Devil opened on December 22, 1937, and ran for 93 performances. The song, which everybody associates with the Bandwagon film, well, in my household at least, is Triplets. And of course, we had Nanette Fabre, Jack Buchanan, and Fred Astaire singing it. But here, the way it sounded in Between the Devil, and it is a bit different, you'll hear Kim Criswell, Judy Kaye, and George Dvorsky. And they're joined by the London Sinfonietta, and it's conducted by the late John McGlynn.
Thank you.
From the Dietz and Schwartz musical Between the Devil, you heard the song Triplets, this time performed by Kim Criswell, Judy Kay, George Dvorsky, and the London Sinfonietta, conducted by John McGlynn.
We'll turn now to a musical by Cole Porter, and Cole Porter had more hits during the month of December than any other composer. The Seven Lively Arts opened on December 7th, 1944, and played for 183 performances. There was no original cast recording for the Seven Lively Arts, and most of the songs from the score have been forgotten. That doesn't stop people like John McGlynn from digging through history's, what could we call it, debris. But he found a song for Thomas Hampson to sing on an excellent CD called Night and Day. Thomas Hampson sings Cole Porter. And this time, Thomas Hampson is joined by the Ambrosian Chorus and the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by John McGlynn. The name of this song from the Seven Lively Arts is Drink.
Scuttlebutt, hey there in bed. We've an nor'wester blaster, and unless we travel faster, we're facing disaster.
Hurry, master!
I just received a wire from Lord Nelson. The enemy is eastward bound.
No!
And when they attack, since we can't attack back, we will all be definitely drowned.
So
before to Davy Jones's locker we sink, laddies, how's about just one little drink?
Aye, aye, sir! Aye, aye, sir! Just one little drink before we die, sir!
Drink, drink, drink! While we live, let us live in clover. Drink, drink, drink! When we're dead, we'll be dead all over. So up with the cup, hip, 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 hurrah! To quaff is to laugh, ha, 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 ha! So drink, drink, drink! Drink, drink, drink! Drink, 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 drink! Drink, drink! Our man o' war so slick and sleek. Drink to her bottom, may she never leak. Drink to her pleasure when her decks we scrub. And drink to the members of the racket club. Drink to the flag that we do proudly hail. Drink to her alma mater in thy Yale.
Drink to the glory of the Queen's Lady.
And drink to the members of the South family. Drink to October ale and pink champagne. Drink to the 7-Up we got in Maine. Drink to me only with thine eyes, and whoopsie-boo, you'll get a big surprise. Drink to the joy of gin and orange juice. Drink to the masons, eagles, elks, and moose.
Pull out the barrel, pull in the jug.
And glug, 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 glug. Drink to our secretary, Morgenthau. Drink to Miss Perkins, beg your pardon, ma. Drink to her earliness or heaven sent. I'd rather be alive than president. Drink to the land we love away so far.
Drink even faster to the Esther bar.
Drink, drink to for drink, my heart is one and all.
Divided we stand, united we fall.
Drink to the desert song and rosemary. Drink to Moselle, to hell with Burgundy. Drink to Sigmund Romberg, our greatest prize. But don't fire before you see the white of his eyes. Drink to the student prince that shows sublime.
And please don't forget your net in blossom time.
Drink to Nelson Eddy before you faint. And here's to J.J. Schubert, our patron saint.
Yes, drink, drink, drink. Drink, drink, drink. Drink, drink,
drink till you stink.
Thomas Hampson and the Ambrosian Chorus with the London Symphony Orchestra conducted by John McGlynn brought you Drink from the Seven Lively Arts. And if you notice certain similarities between that song and the student drinking song from the Student Prince, then you are as, what could I say, perceptive as I am.
Oh, patting yourself on the back, don't hurt your arm. Let's move to the latest show that we're going to be looking at. And this is another Cole Porter show, this one from 1950, as we mentioned. It's called Out of This World. It opened on December 21st and ran for 157 performances. It's a romp with all those Greek gods running around being nasty to each other. And there's a great deal of wonderful cynicism and sarcasm throughout Cole Porter's score, such as this song. We do have the original cast of Out of This World. And for this, we have Charlotte Greenwood, Priscilla Gillette, and Barbara Ashley, and they sing the lovely song, What Do You Think About Men?
Men, 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 always around when you don't want them, always underfoot, morning, noon, and night.
What do you think about men?
What do I think about men? Dreamy men are sweet, they simply knock me off my feet. They're so enchanting, so much fun, and I just can't wait until I marry one. That's what I think about men.
That's what you think about men. What do you think about men?
What do I think about men? Oh, men are only naughty boys, and we to them are merely toys. They're always up to some new prank, and I know of one that Mama'd love to spank. That's what I think about men.
That's what you think about men.
What do you think about men?
What do I think about men? Oh, men are just a pair of pants. They're always after fresh romance. In search of fun, they run about, and they don't come home until they're all run out. That's what I think about men.
That's what you think about men. We are absolutely certain as to what we think of men. But when night doth draw her curtain, and the hour approacheth ten, when the moon is o'er the mountain, and there's mischief in the glen. No matter what we think about men, we think about men.
From the original cast of Cole Porter's Out of This World, you heard Charlotte Greenwood, Priscilla Gillette, and Barbara Ashley with What Do You Think About Men? This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Songs from the Shows of December on The Dress Circle.
We're going now to our third Cole Porter musical and the only one to have a film version, Du Barry Was a Lady, which opened on December 6, 1939 at the 46th Street Theater and ran for 408 performances. From an excellent CD called Cole Porter Overtures and Ballet Music, put together by John McGlynn, we're going to be hearing the gavotte from Du Barry Was a Lady, and it's played by the London Sinfonietta, conducted by John McGlynn. You heard the gavotte from Du Barry Was a Lady, and it was performed by the London Sinfonietta, conducted by John McGlynn.
Well, we heard from our newest show, now we'll hear from our second newest show, and that was Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, which opened on December the 8th, 1949 at the Ziegfeld Theater. It ran for 740 performances, primarily because of its incredible leading lady, Carol Channing. Music and lyrics were by Julie Stein and Leo Robin, and Ted gave me this song because he wants nothing to do with Carol Channing. Here she is to sing the big hit song from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives
and gives expensive duels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end.
But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
I've heard of affairs that are strictly platonic, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep Masonic are the better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight at Tiffany's. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks go high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And that was Carol Channing. Yes, that was all Carol Channing, even the baritone Carol Channing, with Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
The composing team of Rodgers and Hart had both hits and turkeys, and one of the turkeys was Betsy, which opened on December 28, 1926, and played for 39 performances. Fortunately for us, when Frederica von Stade made her collection of Rodgers and Hart songs called My Funny Valentine, she didn't just do songs from the hits. That would be an easy cop-out. She included several songs from the misses, and so she's going to give us our song from Betsy. It's called If I Were You, and Frederica von Stade is joined by Rosemary Ash, Petta Bartlett, and Linda Richardson.
Tell me why your features all delight me. Tell me why I love your hair. I love you, but you do not requite me. I love you and you don't care. You can say goodbye each time with such ease. While I'm on my knees, you smile. When I want a hand to hold, all your fingers are so cold. Is it worth the while? If I were you, here's what I'd do. I'd tell me that I really love me. I wouldn't hide it, I'd just confide it. I'd pet me and let me pet you. I'd be oh so tender, sitting on my knee. Then with sweet surrender, see I'd hold me closer. I'd kiss me too. I'd do that if I were you. I'm afraid you really don't deserve me. I'm afraid you're fancy free. You don't know how dreams of you unnerve me. You don't know what love can be. When you talk about your job with such ease, I throb for a squeeze and kiss. All your phrases are so fun. Can't your actions correspond? Tell me what's amiss. If I were you, here's what I'd do. I'd tell me that I really love me. I wouldn't hide it. I'd just confide it. I'd pet me and let me pet you. I'd be oh so tender, sitting on my knee. Then with sweet surrender, I'd give in to me. Gosh, you ought to see. I'd hold me closer. I'd kiss me too. I'd do that if I were you.
If I were you. What I do, I tell me that I really love me, really love me. I wouldn't hide it, oh, I just confide it. I pet me and let me pet you. I'd be oh so tender, sitting on my knee. Then with sweet surrender, I'd give it to me. Oh,
to see I'd hold me closer.
Frederica von Stade, Rosemary Ash, Petta Bartlett, and Linda Richardson brought you If I Were You from Rodgers and Hart's Betsy.
Now, they did have a hit with Pal Joey, and Pal Joey was really a seminal musical because it was different. Its hero was an anti-hero. Pal Joey is a real jerk, but he has a kind of happy ending for himself, and the women do too eventually when they both divest themselves of this idiot. But it did make Gene Kelly a star. It was his first Broadway starring role, and he was swept immediately to Hollywood after he directed and choreographed a few other things that he had said he would do on Broadway. Pal Joey opened on December 25th, 1940 at the Ethel Barrymore Theater and ran for 374 performances. Now, we don't have anything from the original cast, but we do have a revival that in this song features Barbara Ashley, whom we heard from in Out of This World, and she's joined by Kenneth Remo. The song is one that really isn't associated with the musical much anymore. I've seen it done without this, but I love this song, and I think that's why Ted chose this as well. It's called Plant Ya Now, Dig Ya Later.
Sweetheart, the day is waning, must go without complaining. Time for Auf Wiedersehening now. Don't let this sad disclosure ruffle your calm composure. Smile at the one who knows your every whim. Wait for him now. Where's the check? Get me the waiter. I'm not gonna stay. Plant you now, dig you later. I'm on my way. My regret couldn't be greater at having to scram. Plant you now, dig you later. I'm on the lam. Bye bye, my hip chick, solid and true. I'll keep in step, chick, till I come digging for you. So, little potato, stay right where you are. Plant you now, dig you later, means au revoir, just au revoir.
I know your time is money, and though you leave me, sonny, we'll have a future honeymoon. Right now, it's time to start your farewells. That mean departure I'll keep deep in my heart. You're all for me, all for me soon. Where's the check? Get me the waiter. I'm not gonna stay. Plant you now, dig you later. I'm on my way. My regret couldn't be greater at having to scram. Plant you now, dig you later. I'm on the lam. Bye bye, my hep chick, solid and true. I'll keep in step, chick, till I come digging for you. So, little potato, stay right where you are. Plant you now, dig you later.
From a revival of Rodgers and Hart's Pal Joey, that was Plant You Now, Dig You Later, this time featuring Barbara Ashley and Kenneth Remo.
The year after Oklahoma opened for an incredible almost 3,000 performance run, Oscar Hammerstein did a project he was dreaming about for years, and that was Carmen Jones. And it had music, of course, by George Bizet from his opera Carmen, and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein. It opened on December 2nd, 1943 at the Broadway Theater and ran for 502 performances. Fortunately, there is an original cast recording, and we're going to hear Muriel Smith, who played the title role, and the chorus sing a song called That's Love.
Pick out the man, and he won't pick out me. It don't go that way. You can't ever know where your crazy heart wants to go. That grows up wild, and he won't do what you want him to. Love ain't nobody's angel child, and he won't pay any mind to you. One man gives me his diamond stud, and I won't give him a cigarette. One man treats me like I was mud, and what I got, that man can get.
That's love,
that's love,
that's love,
love.
Love ain't nobody's angel
child. That's love, you go for me, and I'm taboo. But if you're hard to get, I go for you. And if I do, then you are through. Boy, my baby, that's the end of you.
End of you.
So take your cue, boy. Don't say I didn't tell you to.
She told you to.
I told you truly. If I love you, that's the end of you.
You go for me and I tell you. But if you're hard to get, I go for you. And if I do, then you are through. Oh, my baby, that's the end of you. The end of you.
So take your cue, boy. Don't say I didn't tell you true.
She told you true.
I told you truly. If I love you, that's the end. Decides to fly. There ain't no door that you can close. She just pecks you a quick goodbye and flicks the salt from her tail and goes. If you listen, then you'll get taught. And here's your lesson for today. If I chase you, then you'll get caught. But once I got you, I go my way.
If you listen, then you'll get
caught.
And here's your lesson for today. If she chase you, then you'll get caught.
Taboo, but if you're hard to get, I go for you. And if I do, then you are through. Boy, my baby, that's the end of you.
The end of you.
So take your cue, boy. Don't say I didn't tell you true.
She told you true.
I told you truly. If I love you, that's the end.
Muriel Smith and the chorus sang That's Love, sometimes known as the Seguidilla in Carmen, from Carmen Jones.
We've already heard from Lady Be Good, which opened on December 1st, 1924. Now, the day after that, we had a huge hit opening. On December 2nd of 24 at Jolson's 59th Street Theater, The Student Prince in Heidelberg opened with music and lyrics by Sigmund Romberg and Dorothy Donnelly. It ran for an incredible 608 performances, which at this time was huge. Of course, 24, we don't have any of the original cast that we can play. Instead, we're going to go to one of the many, many, many CDs of studio casts and revivals for this beloved operetta. From The Student Prince, you'll be hearing Gloria Lane, Lee Sweetland, and the male chorus sing Just We Two.
All in memories, all in
From the Student Prince, that was Gloria Lane, Lee Sweetland, and the Male Chorus with Just We Two.
One of the great musicals of the century opened on December 27, 1927 at the Ziegfeld Theater and played for 572 performances. Jerome Kern wrote the score, Oscar Hammerstein did the lyrics for Showboat. And one of the earliest recordings made of the music of Showboat was a studio cast recording by a number of different people, including Paul Robeson. We're going to hear a duet from Showboat called Why Do I Love You? And on this recording, it's sung by Countess Olga Albani and tenor James Melton.
With Showboat, we must say goodbye, but hope you'll join us next week when we're going to take a look at some Broadway anthems. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.